Now let's go to Lebanon, where, if you've seen the pictures, you will know that the capital Beirut still lies devastated by that explosion in the port area last Tuesday. Well, a judge there has begun questioning the heads of the country's security agencies over that blast that killed at least 160 people, wounding another 6,000. The justice minister there, Marie-Claude Najam, is the third cabinet minister to resign this week over the blast. And we're joined from Lebanon by Luna Safwan, a journalist there. Luna, tell us the very latest, because this has now become a full-blown political crisis, hasn't it?
True. Well, the latest are that we're hearing a lot of talks and a lot of information are circulating that there are two options right now. So others, one of the options is that other ministers will resign from this current cabinet. If the number reaches seven ministers resigning at once, this means that this cabinet will be considered a resigned cabinet and they will have no role to play at all in the country. However, the second option is that the prime minister himself might announce that the cabinet is resigning and he might not wait for others, for other ministers to resign. This way, this cabinet will be a caretaker cabinet to actually try and wrap up and finish up any work that is to be done in the country amid this crisis that has happened. So the whole country is on standby right now, just waiting to see what political agreements politicians will come to in the next hour or so.
Give us a sense, finally, Luna Safwan, about the humanitarian situation on the ground in Beirut with regard to A, the numbers of wounded, and B, people's need for food and shelter.
Well, the community is the one mobilizing, to be honest. The community has been doing an organized work that is very impressive. They are reacting to this crisis better than the municipalities and the government itself. People in Lebanon are no longer expecting the government itself to support them because they feel on the ground from talking to people, you would feel that they all think that the government has been doing this for years, and now this was like the cherry on top of the economical crisis in the country. But people are not waiting for anything. Maybe they're waiting for accountability, sure, because this is what should be done. But in terms of reconstruction, they feel that they can do a better job than the government itself.
Luna Safwan, journalist based in Lebanon, thank you very much for that.